The Ghana Union of Trade Association is admonishing its members not to adhere to the directive by the Ghana Standards Authority, GSA, with regards to the proposed implementation of the Ghana Conformity Assessment Program, GCAP, until a consensus is built among all parties. The president of GUTA, George Ofori, at a media briefing in Accra noted that although GUTA is not against the enforcement of conformity with standards, the directive by the GSA is hasty and will have dire consequences on business. Mercy Darkun was there and she's just returned from the media briefing and she's with us in the studio. Welcome back, Mercy.
Thank you, Evie.
Well, I remember last week the Importers and Exporters Association of Ghana also raised a red flag, you know, against this GCAP program. This time around, what is GUTA saying?
Well, you know, somewhere last month, the Ghana Standards Authority launched the Ghana Conformity Assessment Program, that is to ensure that substandard goods are not imported into the country. However, since the launch, some business communities in the country have been raising red flag against the GCAP. They claim that the Ghana Finance Authority did not consult them on the move before they went public with the information. They claim that it's going to duplicate activities at the port and then increase the congestion. Therefore, they should suspend the program, which was expected to take
take off the 1st of October.
However, the Ghana Union of Traders Association petitioned the Ministry of Trade and then the Ghana Standards Authority, and then they also met with the Trade Committee in Parliament, and they told the Ghana Standards Authority to suspend it. But it seems the Ghana Standards Authority is bent on rolling out the program on November 1. So let's listen to the president of GUTA.
We are not against the enforcement of conformity standards and quality in the country by Ghana Standards Authority. We acknowledge the fact that every country has a standard to protect her economy from being turned into a dump for shoddy and substandard goods from within and without, which may have deleterious effects on the health and safety of her citizens. We are also quite aware that every national standard is tied up to international standards. We love the idea, but have much concern with the approach and all the hasty manner the Ghana Standard Authority is pushing for its implementation.
Well, that was the president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association. As of now, he mentioned George Ofori. He mentioned that from now to November 1, they are just looking, observing what the Ghana Standards Authority and the ministry will do. And so then they are telling their members they shouldn't adhere to the directive.
So they also did not mention any legal, you know, issue?
From GUTA's end, they claim they don't have a legal backing to even impose a sanction if their members do not adhere to the directive. So let's wait and see until November 1.
Thank you very much. That was a colleague, Mercy Darkon, from a media briefing.